This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I'm Sue from Lifeboat, and Lifeboat are promoting health and well-being, but you take in charge of your own health and well-being by using tools such as mindfulness, EFT tapping, NLP and Reiki as just a few examples of the tools that we can use. I thought it'd be a great idea to get on the radio and give out some of these tools freely to people, particularly the mindfulness and the meditation tools.
I hope somebody's holding you. I hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't.
Hello. So I've had quite an interesting couple of weeks since my last show. So I will just start and fill you in with what's actually been happening with me. So just after I finished recording the last show, which is quite interesting because it was all about making your own care plan, wasn't it? So good job I did that, because I came down with some kind of a virus thing, but it actually wasn't COVID. It was something else, but I was actually quite sick with it. And but all the tests were negative, and I kept thinking, well, maybe I've still got it, and the tests are just negative, because I was quite bad. And then I recovered, and I was out for maybe about a day and a half, and then my husband come home, and he did have COVID. So being a household contact, and because all my other tests were negative, I then had to isolate for another week. And just as we got to the end of his week, almost, I think it was like day six or something, I went and tested positive. So then I had COVID. And also my daughter had been visiting from Wellington, and she actually ended up with COVID as well. So we all ended up together at home, me for quite a few weeks because of what had happened before. But I mean, it was actually not too bad really, because at least I had my daughter at home with me, so I had some company there. Like the first week when I was really ill, there was just me, and I was so ill anyway, it didn't really matter. And so it was quite nice having her around, and for a while there having my husband around till he tested negative and could return to work. So it wasn't all bad, and I wasn't particularly great, but I wasn't really that sick. But I've sort of enjoying sitting out in the sunshine and soaking up the vitamin D. And I really enjoyed having her staying with me from Wellington for a while. Of course, she's going to return now because she's tested negative and has fully recovered. Which again, it's a bit challenging, you know. I've got used to having her around, and it's been lovely again, and now she's off again. But some of it's good, you know, the house will be tidy, and I'll have my sofa back, and I'll have my time to myself again. So I'm focusing on what's good, and the fact that it was lovely having her there to stay with me. And I think throughout the illness, throughout both of the illnesses really, that's where my focus was going. It was always going on, so this is the situation that you find yourself in. You can't change that situation. You can't do anything about what's happening. The only thing that you can change is the way that you feel or you think about it. So that's pretty much what I was trying to do, you know, trying to look at the good things. Like, I've got my daughter here, my husband home for a few days. It's lovely and sunny. I mean, the weather was amazing for most of the weeks that I was in isolation for. When I was really sick, I would leave the blinds open so I could just see outside into the garden, and it really kind of give me an appreciation for some of the smaller things that we kind of take for granted, you know. And it was really making me focus on those little things, like just being able to see the sunshine, just being able to see the light, see the bird that was in the garden, you know. So it was really helping me appreciate and appreciate the smaller things that were happening in life, and just to slow down somewhat. I did try and keep up with as much things as I could. Certainly when I started to feel better, I started dancing, I was doing a little bit of yoga, and I tried to do my meditations most days. And one day when I was thinking about what I quite like to dance to today, this song from Mumford & Son came into my head, because it was sort of cheery and it made me want to dance, and it was called Rose of Sharon. So I thought I'd look at what that meant, because I thought that's a bit of an odd title. And so I followed what this flower was, this Rose of Sharon, and it turned out to be a lily, really, which is quite interesting, because when I translated the name Suzanne into Hebrew, it actually means lily. So I thought that was a lovely connection. Also, my sister's favourite flower was a lily, and still the smell of lilies will take me back into remembering her. So I thought it'd be really cool if I played Rose of Sharon for you, and maybe you have a little dance around and see what the tune brings up for you. Enjoy it. Going back to what I was talking about, trying to find something that makes you happy or makes you smile, or you know, even through when tough times are happening, it got me to thinking about winter coming up, you know. sometimes when winter starts to come here, you know, you can start to feel a little bit sad because the summer's been so good and it's been so sunny. I can't do anything again about winter coming. I can't stop winter coming. But what I can do is think about the things that I like about winter. Like, I do like my log burner and sitting around my fire. I'm rather partial to a mulled wine. That reminds me of winter. Blankets, like really soft, warm blankets. That reminds me of winter. Storms. I actually quite like storms. It's kind of quite something nice about watching a storm arrive and go, because you know it's going to go. And it kind of can clear the air sometimes and make everything seem much cleaner and much fresher. And enjoying the sunshine when it's here, like today, is beautiful. So I'm enjoying the sunshine today. Also, I think winter is probably a good time to start sorting out stuff from our minds. You know, actually listening to the conversations and the thoughts and the things that we're saying to ourselves, and particularly stuff from the past. It's time to let go of some of that. And winter's a really good time to do that. To, you know, a bit like the tree. If you look at the tree in the winter, it sheds all its leaves and it's bare and it's gone. But in the spring, lots of new leaves come up. So it's only like that for a short while. So it's a good time for us to start looking at what's in our minds that we can actually start shedding, like those leaves, so that when spring comes, we can have some nice new leaves and some good new thoughts in our head, especially at the moment where everywhere you read and everywhere you look, it seems to be like bad news, sad news, or things that make you angry. But there's still many things going on out there that are quite lovely. Every day and all the time I come across people that are doing kind things for other people, that I see people doing lovely things for everybody. And maybe we should focus on those things. Focus more on the things that we can see that are good in the world, things that we can see where people are doing kindness for other people. You know, pour our attention more on those things to help us, one, get through the winter, but also just reinforce the thing that it's not all doom and gloom. And if we focus too much on doom and gloom, that's all we can actually see. And, you know, spring will come and winter will go. And whatever is going on at the moment, it will pass. It will go. And change is good. Sometimes it's hard to, like, I want to cling on to the summer, you know, because it's so lovely. But I've got to let it go. Winter has to come. And this is the same thing. Letting things go, going with whatever changes are coming along, embracing the changes. Talking about that, I thought I would share with you that I have some ideas about doing something different on my show. And I thought about inviting some people that I know to start coming in and sharing their tools, their thoughts and ideas on things. I'll still be sharing my stories, but just bringing in some different perspectives and some different stories. And if you've got some ideas, you can email me on suzannebeach54@gmail.com. That's SUZANNEBEACH54 @gmail.com. With any ideas, comments or thoughts about something that you might like me to bring into the show. Because I think it'll be good to share some other tools and ideas from other people that I know and pass them on to you. And a practical thing, I would just like to mention that while I was going through my COVID thing, I did look up the things that were good, or foods and things that you could take that could help you through it, because it is quite challenging. And though you won't need all of these things, they will help. They will help you when you're going through COVID, and they will help you afterwards as well. So I'll give you the list. And if you want the list from me, just email me and I'll send you a copy of the list. But it's things like turmeric, spring onions, green tea, apples, berries, zinc, vitamin D, sunshine, lysine, red meat, nuts, beans, eggs, sardines, spirulina, fermented ginger, coconut oil, ginseng, melatonin, olive leaf, passion flower, vitamin C, and apple cider vinegar. And of course, getting out in the sunshine and getting that vitamin D, I would say tops on there as well. So today, for our meditation, I'd like you to imagine that you're sitting outside round a fire. It can be in a brazier or it can just be a bonfire. And you're sitting down on a chair and there's lots of people around you. The people that are around you are people that you love or admire. So they can be people that are here with you, your family, friends. They can be people from your past. They can be people that have passed away. They can be people that you don't really know. They could be a podcaster that you listen to, or a YouTuber, or just someone that influences you. I would like you to imagine that you're sitting round this bonfire with all of these people around you, and you've got a nice, comfy, soft blanket. You're sort of hanging on to that comfy blanket. You can feel the heat from the fire. Maybe you've got a hottie or a wheatie to keep you a little bit warmer. You can taste the dampness of the air. You know, that autumnal sort of taste, that sort of earthy taste that we get this time of year. You can smell the burning wood. You can hear the crackles of the fire. You can hear some people talking quietly in the distance and just some music floating by. Stomp your feet on the ground. Feel what the ground feels like. Does it feel hard? Does it feel soft? Feel where you're on your seat, where you're supported. Lean back a little if you've got a back on your seat, and just feel where that support is on your back. I just want you to have that feeling for a moment. There's a cool breeze on your face, but you can feel the warmth of the fire. The fire's lighting up the people that are around you. And this is the song that I would play for the people sitting round my campfire today. So just close your eyes, take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose, and a sigh as you breathe out. Just listen to the song, and if your mind wanders off, come back to the campfire or the song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. The moss, well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind, while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
So I hope that you enjoyed that. Just stomp your feet on the ground now so you can feel where your feet are on the ground again. Feel where you are on your seat. Take a big breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose. Hold it. Very gently let it out. Now, as you're feeling where you're sitting and where you are, very gently open your eyes and reorientate yourself to where you are right now. You can visit this campfire any time that you wish to. You can change the people at the campfire with you. You can pick your own campfire song. Give it a go, especially in one of those cold winter nights. Go well, and I'll be back again in a few more weeks. For all your first aid and CPR and wellbeing at work programs and training, please contact facco.nz. That's facto.nz. You can contact them at training@facto.nz or 03 365 3556. The fact is, you can save a life.
Let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, home. Let me come home. Home is wherever.